You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Let's start with the Olympics, of course, and specifically we're going to go with the women's 68-kilogram wrestling final. It was won by an American named Tamira Mensah, who got the gold medal by beating Blessing Oberudu of Nigeria.
Yeah.
The reason why we're going with this is after the victory, Tamira wrapped herself in an American flag for the post-win interview, and the video of her has gone viral.
Last question for you. That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA!
My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty.
I might have added the Neil Diamond to the end of that soundbite, but
No, she just happened to have it on her.
Also got the gold and the silver in an incredible women's 400-meter hurdles race.
This is what happened at the World Championships. McLaughlin had to run down Dalila Muhammad. McLaughlin checks fellow 21-year-old Femke Bol off the list. Now it's the race to the line. Sydney McLaughlin is bringing it to Dalila Muhammad. Muhammad's trying to hold on. McLaughlin on the inside to the line. It's going to be Sydney's time again.
Yeah, it's tenths of a second, and it blows her away.
Blew it away.
So we win the gold. Sydney McLaughlin finished first. Her teammate, Dalila Muhammad, finished second, gets the silver. In the women's 800-meter race, another gold medal for the United States. Not only that, but the end of a long drought.
There has been a massive drought for the United States in the women's 800 meters at the Olympic Games. That drought is about to be over, or is it? Yes, it is. Athing Mo from Trenton, New Jersey is an Olympic champion.
Yes, Athing Mo. That's her name. Olympic champion. What a race that was. I want to thank NBC Sports for the sound bites. In the women's 200-meter race, Gabrielle Thomas won the bronze for the United States. Chris Nilsson won the silver in pole vaulting. Team USA also won a bronze in the women's team cycling event. Not all the news good, though, for the U.S. Bruce Springsteen's daughter, Jessica Springsteen, failed to qualify for the equestrian individual jumping finals. Her horse Don Juan just couldn't get it done, so she's out of the individuals, but will ride again as part of the team jumping event on Friday. And that was the Olympics report, sponsored by the best selling book, Light in the Morning.
Hi, I'm Annie, and I'd like to talk to you about how Light in the Morning has affected my life. I used to think about death all the time. I'd wake up dead. I'd go to lunch dead. I'd go to sleep at night, wonder if I'm gonna die. Dead, gonna die. Or be worm food one day. Until I read this book, Light in the Morning. Now, I'm not afraid of death at all. In fact, I can't wait to die. Honestly, I cannot wait to die. I wake up in the morning, I'm disappointed. I don't choke on my food at lunch, I'm disappointed. I make it to dinner, I'm disappointed. So Light in the Morning, it truly changed my life. And I tell you, the only way for you to know is for you to read it. So I highly recommend Light in the Morning. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go play in traffic.
This is a fantastic book. How about the women's Olympic basketball team, baby? Brianna Stewart, 23 points in a easy victory over the Australians, 79-55. The American women have now won 53 straight Olympic basketball games.
Heck yeah!
Yes, and now they head to the semifinals where they will face Serbia on Friday. The U.S. men's baseball team, they're still alive. They beat the Dominican Republic 3-1 to stay in contention for the gold medal. Up next for the U.S., a game tomorrow against the loser of the Japan-South Korea game. That game's scheduled for today. So tomorrow, if the United States beats the loser of that game, they will advance to the gold medal game. U.S. women's volleyball team advanced to the semifinals with a straight sets win. They beat the Dominican Republic. They will play the winner of Serbia, Italy, for a spot in a gold medal game as well. NFL news for you. Philip Rivers, who just retired at the end of last season, and then took a coaching job with a school, I forget where it is, Georgia, Florida, somewhere down there, is already opened the door to coming back. He's already thrown it out there that he could be interested in a mid-season return for a contending team if they if there's an injury.
Oh, okay.
He threw that out there.
So it's out there.
But I'm telling you right now, Philip Rivers is open to coming back right now.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. Thank you, Owen Wilson. I'll tell you why. If you know nothing about Philip Rivers, know this. He has like 22 kids. His wife and, he, they don't believe in using birth control.
Oh, okay.
And he has a lot of kids. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
He probably thought it was a good idea to retire, spend more time with the family. No. He wants a job now. So if the Colts want him back, if Carson Wentz, there's another option for them right now. That's just too many kids to deal with. I could see him saying, you know what, honey, I'm going to go back and make some more money for all of us.
Yes.
Now, over at the New York Giants camp, we had a melee, a brouhaha, a Donnybrook, after running back Corey Clement got absolutely lit up by Jabril Peppers during a play. Giants head coach Joe Judge jumped in, told the guys to...
Stop it.
Actually, that's not what he did. He went ballistic. He laid down the hammer.
It's the hammer of justice.
Thank you, Leonard. Cursed several players out that were involved and then had them run full 100-yard wind sprints over and over and over again and then forced them to do push-ups. You guys are teammates. You're not supposed to be hitting each other like that.
Okay.
You know, a matter of fact, there was another situation in Carolina where they cut a guy yesterday because he sent a teammate to the hospital.
Wow.
And the point being is this is practice. Tackle them. Don't light them up like you know, like you're coming over the middle like Vontaze Burfict against the Steelers. Don't do that. We're just starting camp. Cut the crap.
Let's not hurt people.
Yeah, so not good. So we'll keep you posted on more NFL happenings and doings and whatnot. Major League Baseball, Yankees topped the Orioles 13-1. The Phillies beat the Nationals. Tigers over the Red Sox. Marlins beat the Mets. Braves winners. They beat the Cardinals. And the Tides lose on the road to the Jumbo Shrimp down in Jacksonville 6-4. Here's your fun fact. In the 1980s, Australian beer companies had to change the design of their bottles because a certain species of beetle wouldn't stop trying to mate with the bottles.
Really?
So they had to change the shape of the bottle.
Hello.
The curves on that bottle.
Yes. Yes.
It's their own fault for making them look that way.
Yes. Seductive.
That sexy Australian beer.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, he's right there. Look at those beetles. He's just... The bottle wants it.
7:40.
What?